in this message, we will be looking at the Alpha and the Omega. God desires that we have insight into who the Alpha and the Omega is. Hallelujah. The Alpha and the Omega represents the first and the last alphabet in Greek. And it is only used in the book of Revelation. The book of Revelation, which is a book of signs, used to express God's thoughts or God's vision about a new world founded in Christ. The book of Revelation also is a book that reveals the process of unveiling the sons of God, unveiling God's sons who have fallen out or fallen from their glory in Adam. God wants to restore them back. And right now he's about to unveil mystery, a mystery of the ages, a mystery that is hidden in man, that man has not been aware of. Hallelujah. So the book of Revelation is simply a book of signs. So when we see things in the book of Revelation, we should never try to equate them with happenings in the physical realm. God uses these signs to express his thoughts. Because God is spirit. God's kingdom is spirit. Everything that pertains to God is invisible. And before God can express, or the only way God can express his thoughts or the attributes of his kingdom is by using the elements of this world. Hallelujah. So we're going to talk about the Alpha and the Omega, who he really is. You see, and let us understand what God intends to reveal in relation to us and the Alpha and the Omega. Hallelujah. John the Apostle saw this series of visions that make up the book of Revelation on the island of Patmos. Amen. And we start off in the book of Revelation chapter 1, when the Lord appears as the Alpha and the Omega before John the Apostle. Hallelujah. John chapter 1 verse 10. I was in the spirit on the Lord's day, and I heard behind me a loud voice as of a trumpet, saying, I am the Alpha and the Omega, the first and the last. And what you see, you write in a book and send it to the seven churches which are in Asia, to Ephesus, to Smyrna, to Pergamos, to Thyatira, to Sardis, to Philadelphia, and to Laodicea. Then I turned to see the voice that spoke with me, and having turned, I saw seven golden lampstands, and in the midst of the seven golden lampstands was one like the Son of Man, clothed with garments down to the feet, and girded about the chest with a golden band, and his head and hair were white like wool. Hallelujah. White as snow, and his eyes as a flame of fire. His feet was like fine brass, as if refined in a furnace. and his voice as the sound of many waters. He had in his right hand 7 stars. Out of his mouth went forth a sharp two-edged sword, and his countenance was like the sun shining in its strength. Hallelujah. And when I saw him, I fell at his feet as dead. But he laid his right hand on me and said to me, "Do not be afraid. I am the first and the last." Hallelujah. "I am he who lives and was dead. And behold, I live forevermore. Amen. And I have the keys of Hades and death. Write these things which you have seen, and the things which are, and the things which will take place after." Hallelujah. "The mystery of the 7 stars, which you saw in my right hand, and the 7 golden lampstands. The 7 stars are the 7 angels of the 7 churches, and the 7 lampstands which you saw are the 7 churches." Hallelujah. So you see, right from this moment onward, John recorded a series of messages, and he recorded a series of visions. You see, these are the things that the Alpha and the Omega intends to reveal to the 7 churches, which are in Asia. Spiritually speaking, the 7 churches today represent the 7, the church of God, which we are. Hallelujah. Amen. John the Apostle, who was the disciple very close to Jesus, saw Jesus the way he actually is in the Spirit. What he was beholding there was the true glory of the Son of God. He was beholding the glory of the one that has been before this material world came into view. John was beholding the invisible God who created heaven and earth. Everything that is in heaven, both invisible and visible. That was what John the Apostle was beholding. Hallelujah. And he fell down as if dead. Oh, hallelujah. This was someone who was close to Jesus. The Bible records that he was the one whom Jesus loved because of his intimacy, his love for truth. But when he saw Jesus in his true form and in his glory, he fell as if dead. Hallelujah. This same scenery is similar to what we saw when Jesus went up and to a mountain and transfigured before his disciples. When he transfigured before his disciples, he was actually trying to reveal to them his true form. Before this world was, his true glory and his true form. Hallelujah. Before he found himself as a man in this world. Amen. And we will discover today that the Alpha and the Omega is the Son of Man. He's the one that is to come. He's the one that is appearing and is to come and to come and to come again to gather his elect back into their lost glory. Hallelujah. The Alpha and the Omega is actually a spiritual body composed of many, 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 many members, innumerable members. Hallelujah. It is a body that is without form, that has innumerable members. That is why when John heard the voice was like the sound of many waters. Hallelujah. Meaning that John was beholding the Lord, you see it, as a composition of nations, tongues, you see, different spirits gathered from all ends of the earth, speaking, hallelujah. You see, the body of the Lord has always been a many-membered body. He might appear and reveal himself through a man. He might appear and reveal himself through different people. He might appear today in Italy. He might appear tomorrow in Australia. He might appear tomorrow in America, using the bodies of those who have found themselves reconciled back to God. Hallelujah. The intention of the Alpha and the Omega is actually to gather back all the sons of God who have backslidden, who have fallen in Adam from that glory cloud and have been dispersed among the four winds of the earth. They have been dispersed to the four corners of the earth. These are the people who are languishing and perishing in the sins of Adam. Hallelujah. In reality, God by the Spirit is trying to reveal to man today that we all originated from that body, which is called the Alpha and the Omega. Hallelujah. But we all in Adam, rather in the transgression of Adam, have slipped and sunk down into the miry clay of humanity. You see, we have now entered into this world and taken form and shape, and we have called ourselves human beings, identifying ourselves with the dust, identifying ourselves with the material world, and forgetting our origin, where we actually came from. So the Alpha and the Omega is here to gather us, gather people back. See, his voice is like a trumpet, and the trumpet sounds to gather people back from the extremities of the earth, back into that body, back into the glory of God. Hallelujah. Back into their rest in God. The Alpha and the Omega is that same man that God created in the beginning. You see it, Genesis chapter 1, verse 26. When God said, "Let us make man in our image," hallelujah, "in our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the birds of the air, over the cattle, and all the earth, and every creeping thing that creeps on the earth." So God created man in his image, the image of God. He created man. Male and female, he created them. Then God blessed them, and God said to them, "Be fruitful and multiply, fill the earth, subdue it, have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the birds of the air, and over every living thing that moves upon the earth." Hallelujah. You see it? God here created man in his image, like him, to rule and reign with him. See, in actual fact, God begot man. Hallelujah. You see, that which was in God came out of God to form that which is man. And that man was created in the likeness of God. Now remember, God created one man. God never created two men or three men. Even though embodying that one man is a multitude of spirits that actually function together as one man. Amen. Now, in the transgression of Adam, what happened is that man has slipped away from the consciousness of that man in the beginning, who is created in the image of God. And man has taken the image of the beast of the earth. See, man in his transgression has now been cut off from the life, from the glory of God. Alienated from the life of God. You see it, living in tribulation day and night, and subject to the powers of death, and in the state of deep sleep and death, man has lost a consciousness of where he came from. He has lost a consciousness of his glory he has come from, where he came from. Hallelujah. But God has not forgotten. Hallelujah. That is why he is sounding the voice of the trumpet of the Alpha and the Omega, the voice of the Alpha and the Omega, the voice of the Son of Man, is going forth now to the graveyard of humanity where men are sleeping. Hallelujah. Sleeping in ignorance, not knowing the riches and the bountiful blessings at their disposal. Hallelujah. Not knowing lordship that is bestowed upon them. So God now, you know, gives a revelation. Christ has descended from heaven. See it? And is descending again and again, manifesting himself through those who have submitted themselves to the gospel. Hallelujah. Jesus as a man, born of a woman in a manger. Hallelujah. Actually had to remember by revelation that he was from the beginning, before God, before man. Hallelujah. Isn't it Jesus that confessed that he was before Abraham? You see, isn't it Jesus that said, before Abraham was I am? He was indirectly saying there that I am the Alpha and the Omega. Hallelujah. If you've seen me, you've seen God. Hallelujah. He was telling them there. You see, at that point in time, there are certain things that Jesus Christ could not tell them. See, but because they would simply crucify him. Before Abraham was I am. Hallelujah. I created the heavens and the earth. I am the image of the invisible God. If you've seen me, you've seen God. Hallelujah. You see it? He had that revelation from the Father, that revelation saying, you are my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. You are my beloved Son from the foundation of the world. You see, and he arose from the muddy clay of his human existence and took back the glory of the Alpha and the Omega. We walk in the realization of the Alpha and the Omega. Hallelujah. As Jesus walked upon the earth, it was actually the invisible God walking and moving through him. Hallelujah. It was Jesus walking as an interface in revealing the attributes of God, revealing that invisible body of God, hallelujah, to the whole world. Amen. No man had seen God the Father. No one had seen God but the Son. He revealed him to mankind. Hallelujah. So the Alpha and the Omega manifested himself in Jesus. And his intention is to gather the elect back. Is to gather you, I, and every one of us out there back into that body. Hallelujah. Back into that place where we can reign in glory once more. Hallelujah. Those who are perishing in the land of Assyria, those who are perishing in the world, as they hear this trumpet, as they hear this message of the Alpha and the Omega, what they do now is to begin to remember from where they've fallen. They begin to remember their lost glory. They begin to wonder, what am I doing here? Wasting away and sleeping in the dust, in vanity. And they begin to arise to claim that glory. The glory of the begotten Son of God. Hallelujah. Amen. So the Alpha and the Omega, like we said, is a many-membered body, of which we are all part of. And God's intention is to gather us back into that body. Now let us look at certain aspects of the Alpha and the Omega We describe that the voice, which was like the voice of many waters, represents nations and tongues. He talks about the multitudes, the innumerable, you know, members that form that body called the Alpha and Omega, the invisible body. Hallelujah. Amen. Then we saw another aspect of the Alpha and Omega, which is the voice which goes like a trumpet. Amen. That is the voice that sounds the trumpet, calling all men to obedience in Christ. It is the last trumpet, because after this trumpet, there shall be no more trumpets. Hallelujah. Because this last trumpet comes to annul all the million trumpets of Babylon. It comes to annul all the doctrines, the winds and doctrines of men. See, the beliefs and all these things that litter the atmosphere. This trumpet of the Alpha and the Omega comes to annul it, so that the truth is known by all. Hallelujah. How many of us know that when the truth is known, there shall be no more voice? The lie no more has a place. So this is the Alpha and Omega who sounds the last trumpet. Brethren, some of us who out there who still are still waiting for some kind of trumpet to blow, physical trumpet to blow. You see, where God will give you wings to fly away to the sky, it's time you begin to open your ears to hear what the Spirit is saying. Hallelujah. Of course, God will sound the trumpet. Of course, God will take us up into His glorious clouds. Hallelujah. But these things are discerned spiritually. Amen. And God wants us to understand it. Because if you do not understand, how can you enter? Amen. You have to be still to listen to what God is saying to the churches. Hallelujah. Amen. So we go further. The Bible says that the Son of Man was clothed with a white garment. You see it? To the feet. He was clothed with a white garment to the feet. You see it? Meaning that he was completely covered in the white garment. You see it? Does this garment remind you of something? Does this covering remind you of something? This is the covering that we lost in Adam. This is the covering that we lost in the transgression of Adam. We all were in that company, covered with the glory of God, covered in the glory cloud of God. You see it? But in the transgression, we lost that covering. See, but God wants to gather us back so that we regain that covering. He wants to cover the shame of our nakedness, so that we can once more call God Father. So that we can once more walk in the boldness that God has called us to walk in. Hallelujah. So that we can once more walk in the victory that God has called us to walk in. Hallelujah. Without the garments, the white garments, you cannot walk boldly before the Father. See it? And that boldness before the Father is what gives the Alpha power. See, because when you walk boldly before the Father, you can ask anything that you wish and it will come to pass. Hallelujah. You can create and cause worlds to come into view when you are walking, knowing you are pleasing the Father. When you are walking in white. Hallelujah. But without the white, without the covering, you find yourself, you know, going further and further away from the glory of God, from His presence, back into the wilderness, into the realm of suffering, into the realm where people have to, you know, survive with the arm of the flesh. Hallelujah. Why do you think you have so much evil in the world today? It's because people are walking with a sense of condemnation, nakedness, unworthiness before the Lord. So they are alone. They have to, you know, fight for survival. Have you seen animals in the animal kingdom? They have to fight for survival because they are their own. And likewise, the men in this world who are alienated from the life of God, alienated from the presence of God, have to struggle for their survival. That's why you have the killings, the cheatings, and all that. But when you have your white garments and you discover you walk before the Father in white, hallelujah, you know that anything you ask the Father shall be done for you. Hallelujah. You know that you can multiply the 5 loaves of bread into 5,000. You see, you know that you can walk upon the seas. Hallelujah. You know that you can strike the rock and let waters gush out because the Almighty God is with you. Hallelujah. Amen. So that is the white garment of the Alpha and the Omega. You see it. Understand that the Alpha and the Omega is actually a mirror image of yourself. When you have awoken from your sleep. You see it. If you look carefully at the Luke account of the transfiguration of Jesus, the Bible says that while they were on top of the mountain, the disciples were sleeping deep. You know, their eyes were heavy with sleep. But when they opened their eyes, they beheld the glory of Christ as his body glittered and glowed as the sun. Hallelujah. It's when you are awake that you begin to recognize that image of Christ is right here on the inside of you. That God has made you perfect, stainless. Hallelujah. Amen. Individually and corporately, we are that Alpha and the Omega. Amen. Hallelujah. Let's go down. His head and hair were white like wool, as white as snow, and his eyes were like a flame of fire. Hallelujah. Amen. The eyes were like a flame of fire. What does that mean? These are eyes that are illuminated with the wisdom and the intelligence of God. The eyes of the understanding, hallelujah, have been illuminated completely so that these people can see through creation and understand the secret things of God. Hallelujah. You see, this is some of the things that God wants to restore to us. Amen. Men walk about in relation to a material world and are therefore bound to corruption because the eyes of their understanding has been darkened. Hallelujah. Darkened in their fall, in their Adamic fall. You see, but God wants to restore that eyesight to us. Each and every one of us. He wants to illuminate the eyes of our understanding. See it. So that we can begin to know the things that pertain to deity. We can begin to understand the secrets of God. We can begin to, our eyes can begin to pierce through this material world to see the truth, the substance of all things. Hallelujah. And our eyes can be open to see the real spiritual world. Do you know that this natural, material realm we walk in is infinitely nothing compared to that spiritual, vast spiritual world God has given to us freely? There is a realm of abundant blessing. Hallelujah. Unlimited riches and glory. Which the God of this world has blinded the eyes of men from so that they do not see. But as you come back to the Alpha and the Omega, hallelujah, your eyes of the understanding begin to open and you begin to, your eyes are open to a new world, a new realm. Hallelujah, a world of delights. Amen. Hallelujah. And his voice as the sound of many waters, we've described that. That is, means many, many nations composed of many people. And in his right hand were 7 stars. Hallelujah. out of his right hand came out seven stars. And you see, the Bible explains who the seven stars are in verse 20, Revelation chapter 1, verse 20. It says the seven stars are the angels of the seven churches. Hallelujah. Now, what does God intend when he says the seven angels of the seven churches? Let us understand that that word angels actually means messengers. Messengers. These are actually the messengers of God, which in reality, it are the messengers who are walking in light, who walk in truth. When you see seven in the Bible, you see just like the color of light passing through the spectrum, you see it branches, it brings out seven new colors. You know it? Any color you see in this world today comes out of light. All the form and beauty you see in this natural world actually comes out from one color. You see, it depends on how you view the, you know, the wavelength and all that, that makes it look red or blue or, you know, violet or whatever. Amen? The seven angels do not literally mean seven, one, two, three, four, five, six, seven. See, it could be multitudes that form that angel. Hallelujah. Let us understand that in the spirit world, that is in the spirit realm, in Christ, you see it, 1 million people, 1 billion people can work together as one because they all have the same voice. They all have the same insight. They all have the same revelation. They all have the same mind. Hallelujah. They all have the same will. Hallelujah. If you see one, you've seen the other one. If you see the other one, you've seen the other one. Hallelujah. They are all one. You see, when you begin to awaken, you begin to realize there's only one angel. He can manifest in seven different ways. You begin to realize there's only one Son of God. You begin to realize there's only one being, which is this Alpha and Omega. Hallelujah. Even though there are multitudes of members in it, but this, all of them form together to come one. Amen. So these seven angels are actually messengers. They are servants. Whenever angels appear in the Bible, they just appear to do the will of God and they are gone. You see it? This is the realm God is bringing us to, where our meat is to do the will of God, where we are converted into becoming servants of the Lord. If I appear right there, wherever you are, whether in America or in Canada, you see, or in Europe or in Africa or in Australia, if I appear where you are today, I appear in the name of the Lord. I appear as an angel to do the will of the Lord. You see it? Now, it is these same angels, messengers, that sound the trumpet. You see, unknown to many, Jesus himself acted as an angel, as a messenger of the gospel, as a messenger of God, sounding the trumpet in this dark world. Hallelujah. He was in the midst of this earth as a star of God, revealing the truth, revealing the glory of God. Hallelujah. Testifying concerning the truth. He did not come to do his will. He did not come to, you know, to do his desire as a man, but that of God. If you saw Jesus, what you are seeing was simply the arm of the Lord. Amen. So the seven stars, which are actually part, which actually form that body of the Alpha and the Omega, refers to the messengers, the servants of God. See, that is another face. See, in the things of the Spirit, I could be a messenger today. I could sit as king. I could sit as God. You see it? I could sit as a star. I could be the bread of life. See it? be like a sword in the hand of the Lord. I could be a hailstone. You see it? I could be a sheep. I could be a tree. You see it? Some decide to be goats. Some decide to be serpents. See, in the spirit realm, I could be many things. Hallelujah. So when he talks of the seven stars in the right hand of God, the right hand talks of the place of power, the place of pleasures, the place of delights. Hallelujah. This is where God is gathering his people back to. Hallelujah. So that we can be like the stars at the right hand of the Alpha and Omega. Amen. Hallelujah. Isn't it the Lord who says that at the end of the age, when the Lord appears with his angel, he shall separate the sheep from the goat, and he shall put the sheep at the right hand side and the goats on the left. See, the sheep are those who have obeyed the gospel, those who have obediently laid down their lives, those who have heard the voice of their shepherd, and they have followed their shepherd unto greener pastures. These are the ones who find themselves on the right hand. You see, the right hand of power. You see that the Bible says that they shall do what? They shall shine like the sun. This is another account. It says they shall shine like the sun in the kingdom of the Father. See it? These are the light of the world. Amen. So the seven stars on the right hand represent, you see, the messengers of God. Those who have shed off their life to live on behalf of the truth, to testify concerning the truth. Hallelujah. They glitter in this dark world, revealing the truth of God. Messengers of God. Hallelujah. Amen. Now let's go on. We're looking at the attributes here, the description of the Alpha and Omega in Revelation chapter 1. And it says that out of his mouth went a two-edged sword, and his countenance was like the sun shining in his strength. Hallelujah. Out of the mouth of the Alpha and the Omega went forth a sword, a two-edged sword. Hallelujah. This is a sword that goes forth to divide asunder soul and spirit. It's a sword of the Lord that wars against those who rebel against the Lord. It is the sword of the Lord that wages war against death. It is the word of truth. Amen. And I can assure you, no man can win against the Lord. So it's always good when you hear this message, when you hear the trumpet call, when you hear the voice of truth sounding, submit yourself to the truth. See it. Ask the Lord for grace. Ask the Lord to heal you. And remove rebellion from your heart. And submit to the will of God. So that you will see the good of the land. See, because many are those who will be slain by the sword of the Lord. You see, when you rebel against the Lord, you get slain. See, and some people might have to go through some kind of purifying process for years. Some people could go through that 10 years, 20 years, 30, 40, who knows? So it's always good to submit yourself to the Lord. You see, the sword of the Lord goes in and it discerns the intents of the heart of man. Nothing is hidden from the word of God. That is the life, the word, the living word of God. Nothing is hidden. It discerns the secrets of the heart of God, of men. And it comes forth to judge the earth. You see it? Isn't the world appointed to be judged by the Son of Man? The judgment of this world actually occurs as the Alpha and the Omega reveals himself in this world. See it? The wrath of God. The punishment of the unjust. Who are the unjust? Those who deliberately reject the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ. You are classified unjust. See, the unjust is not a drug addict. The unjust is not a prostitute on the street. The unjust is not a homosexual. The unjust is those who hear the word of God, recognize the authenticity in the word of God, and refuse to submit to the truth. Then you will suffer the wrath of God. And I'm telling you, brethren, it can be a terrible thing to fall into the hands of the Lord. You see it? The Alpha and the Omega is here to war against all forms of unrighteousness, all forms of disobedience against the truth. See, there is a period calling to people to repent, after which there is judgment. Oh, hallelujah. Turn quickly to the book of Romans, chapter 1. Romans chapter 1, are we there? Is that the Old Testament or the New? Okay, see, here we are. From verse 18. Romans chapter 1, verse 18. For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who suppress the truth in unrighteousness. Because what may be known of God is manifest in them. For God has shown it to them. For the creation of the world, his invisible attributes are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even his eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse. You see it? Those who suppress the truth, the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against it. Hallelujah. That is the judgment of God. It's revealed on those who do what suppress the truth. What is the truth? You suppress the truth. There's something, there's a truth that you are suppressing. See it? And God wants that truth to come out. You see it? Because if you not unite yourself with the truth, it means you have made a covenant with death. Do you hear me? And death, and the Lord and death do not see eye to eye. So the Lord has promised to destroy death. Death is the last enemy to be put under the feet of the Lord. Amen? I am the way, the truth, and the life. We have to rediscover true truth. I am the way, the truth, and the life. That is the Alpha and the Omega speaking. That is the true image of every man upon the earth. And when you suppress that truth, when you reject this truth, even as the revelation is coming forth, even as the voice of the Son of Man is trumpeting, sounding day and night, and you reject the truth, all you can wait for is the wrath of God. Amen? The wrath of God is something that occurs on the inside of you. It's torment to the soul of the person who rebels against the Lord, so that you will never find rest day and night as long as you continue on conforming to the lie, which the Bible calls the mark of the beast, which we can't talk of today. But you see, you conform yourself to the lie. Any image apart from the image of the Alpha and the Omega, the one who has been from the beginning, and the one who is to come, the end of all things, is a lie. Hallelujah. How many of us know that after the truth comes the lie? Before, for a lie to exist, there must be the truth. The truth is the originality of all things. And the originality of all things is seen in the beginning. It's seen in the Alpha. It's seen in the first, which is Christ. Amen. So any disobedience, hallelujah, will face the sword. Any man that disobeys this gospel will have to contend with the double-edged sword of God. Hallelujah. So we are encouraged to obey as we hear this word in these last days. Amen. The Lord is trying to tell us certain things we have forgotten. Amen. The book of Revelation from chapter 1 to the last chapter shows the works of the Alpha and Omega. Because all those trumpets, all those angels that come out to sound the trumpets, that come out to throw out the vials, that open his seals and do all those things in the book of Revelation, that judge Babylon, are all messengers of God. It's all the Alpha and the Omega revealing himself through those who have accepted to be used as vessels of honor in these last days. Hallelujah. The Alpha and the Omega is simply here to educate you, to remind you, to teach you that you are in him. Hallelujah. That you are in him who is true. Go quickly to the book of 1 John chapter 5. 1 John chapter 5 verse 20. Are we there? 1 John chapter 5 verse 20. And we know that the Son of God has come and has given us an understanding that we may know him who is true. And we are in him who is true, in his Son Jesus Christ. Now mark this carefully. This is the true God. Are you listening? This is the true God and eternal life. Oh, hallelujah. He says, the Son of God has come to give us understanding. He has come to teach us. He teaches us by his voice of truth, by the words of truth. That is the trumpet. He comes to give us understanding. Hallelujah. See, when there is no understanding, there is darkness. When there is darkness, there is death. Now, when he shines his light, his understanding comes forth. You see it? He now begins to give us a revelation of him that is true. And as he gives us this revelation of him that is true, we are supposed to conform to him that is true. Because any image apart from him that is true is a lie. Amen? And him that is true is the Son Jesus Christ. This is the true God and eternal life. You see it? Now, John the Apostle uses the word, the name Jesus Christ. See it? And people misinterpret this to mean Jesus Christ born in a manger. See it? But I want us to understand that even before names came, names have been, he has been. Even before people started to utter words, Jesus Christ has been. He is the Alpha and the Omega. Amen. And he has come to give us understanding that we are in him. We are in the Alpha and the Omega. We originated from the Alpha and the Omega. You see, but we lost this knowledge in our descent into the miracle of humanity. That is why death has reigned. That is why Satan has had a few time eating our flesh, you know, having dominion over, because we lost this knowledge. But now he has come to give us this knowledge. The knowledge comes like a key and causes us to come back into him that is true. It causes us to come back into that many-membered body, which is the Alpha and the Omega. It causes us to come back into that body, which is the true God and eternal life. Hallelujah. It sounds strange, doesn't it? Doesn't it? Without that body, there is no God. Without God, there is no... That body does not exist. God and that body is inseparable. Hallelujah. That is why Jesus Christ says, Father, glorify me with yourself. Glorify me with yourself, with the glory I had with you before this world was, with the glory I had with you in the beginning, in the Alpha, hallelujah, in the first place. Glorify me with that glory once more, Father. Take me back to that place of all power and all authority. Hallelujah. That company, that body is the body of God. The fullness of God dwells in that body. And no other place can God be found except in that body. Hallelujah. Amen. Paul says that he is the image of the invisible God. All things in heaven and on earth, both invisible and visible, were created by him and for him. Hallelujah. And it has pleased God that the fullness of the Godhead dwells in him. Hallelujah. So that if you behold that body, if you behold the Alpha and the Omega, you are beholding God. Hallelujah. That is him that is true. And that is where God has come to gather each and every one of us into, back into the Alpha and the Omega. Where we can once more rule with great power and with great authority. Hallelujah. Now the Son of Man appears in the heaven. When the Son of Man appears, note that Jesus always says that he appears with his angels. See, because the angels are actually, see, whatever of the angels, those who still have flesh bodies, become the interface by which the invisible God appears. Now understand that the Alpha and Omega is not flesh and blood, it's a spiritual body. So as he appears, he actually appears through those on earth who have obeyed the gospel, through those on earth who are gathered into that body. Hallelujah. We know the intention of God is that he is to gather all things in Christ that are in heaven and on earth into one. And as we gather into one, the invisible God now appears to the world. They shall see with great glory and power. This is actually the manifestation of God in the flesh. This is the revelation of God from heaven. Hallelujah. Amen. This is the mystery of godliness that Paul wrote in a letter to Timothy. When he says, great is the mystery of godliness. God has been, manifested in the flesh, seen in the material world. By angels, by men. Hallelujah. Justified, glorified, and taken back. He has been preaching to this world, believed in this world, and taken back into his glory. The Alpha and Omega state that he was in the beginning. And this is the mystery of godliness. Hallelujah. Amen. Isn't it a wonderful thing? If you are listening to me right now, if you have tuned in this long, to listen to this message, it only goes to show that you are actually part of this body. See, because most people, they hear these things, they just switch off their televisions. You see, they change to another, they move on, they're not interested. They are occupied with how they will feed, how they will wear their clothes, how they will, how they will survive in this world, how they will take care of their family, how they'll get married, how they'll get a big car, how they'll get a good job. You see, but you keep forgetting that if you discover yourself in the company of the Alpha and the Omega, you have at your disposal the power that created heaven and earth. And that power will sustain you. That power will keep you. Hallelujah. It will clothe you, it will feed you. Hallelujah. And it will keep you in perfect peace. Oh, hallelujah. This is the will of God, that we are gathered into that body. Amen. The Alpha and the Omega has come to give us understanding. You see it? And the understanding is actually that, key. Because the Alpha and Omega says in Revelation chapter 1, verse 18, I am he who lives and was dead. And behold, I am alive forevermore. Amen. And I have the keys of hate and death. Hallelujah. I was dead. I was dead, but now I'm alive. Hallelujah. And I live forevermore. I descended into humanity, into mortality. I died by putting on mortality. See it? But I've regained my glory back. I've regained my mortality back. I've regained my incorruptibility. Hallelujah. And I have the keys in my hand. I have the knowledge. I have the understanding. Hallelujah. I have the keys that will open up what the gates of hell and release the captives free. Those who are caught up, you know, in the prison house of corruption. Those who are caught up in the dungeons of humanity. God is now giving you the key to listen. Hallelujah. Listen so that you'll be lifted from the realm of form into the realm of formlessness. Hallelujah. You'll be lifted, hallelujah, from the lower realms of dust into the glorious liberty of the sons of God. Oh, hallelujah. Amen. This is the knowledge, the key, hallelujah, that will set you free, that you begin to understand. Hallelujah. Oh, Father, we pray for the spirit of wisdom and revelation. Hallelujah. We pray for understanding. Oh, hallelujah. Let us, we ask the Father to increase us in knowledge of our true glory from the foundation of the world. Hallelujah. Increase us. Let our the eyes of our understanding be illuminated so that we can know Him that is true. That I may know him and the power of the resurrection. Hallelujah. So that I can arise out from the dust of humanity and reclaim the glory of God. Oh, hallelujah. And towards the end of the book of Revelation, you begin to see the beauty of the work of the Alpha and Omega. Go to Revelation chapter 21. You begin to see what He has set out to do. The beauty of the work He has set out to do. See it. At times it might be painful. Certain things that you might have to go through for the sake of the gospel. At times, certain experiences you might have to go through internally might be painful. See it. You might have to suffer loss of certain things. You might have to let go of certain things that you are attached to. See, but at the end of the day, the Alpha and Omega, realizing the Alpha and Omega, brings forth the beauty of God's word. It brings forth eternal life. It brings forth knowledge of the living God. Hallelujah. It brings forth salvation and life in abundance. Oh, hallelujah. Revelation chapter 21. This is a new heaven and a new earth. See it. Alpha and Omega, as he sounds the trumpet, as he reveals himself, he wants to bring us back into this new realm, this God's world. Revelation chapter 21. Now I saw a new heaven and a new earth. For the first heaven and the first earth had passed away. Also, there was no more sea. See, a new heaven, a new earth. A new creation, a new realm. See, no more the realm of materialism and limitedness that you are locked up in one moment. No more the seas where you are tossed to and fro with fear and uncertainty. See, one moment you are up, one moment you are down. Always living in fear and in suspense. He brings you to a new world of stillness, of peace, where nothing can make you afraid. Oh, hallelujah. Then I, John, saw the holy city, the new Jerusalem, coming down from heaven, from God, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. And I heard a loud voice from heaven saying, behold, the tabernacle of God is with men, and He will dwell with them, and they shall be His people, and God Himself shall be with them and be their God. And God will wipe away every tear from their eyes. There shall be no more death, nor sorrow, nor crying. There shall be no more pain, for the former things are passed away. You see, those things of this world, those things, the curse that you've inherited in Adam, the curse you inherited in the descent into vanity, into the illusion of form, into the illusion of the material world, into the deceitfulness of riches. All those pain, the tears, and all those things associated with a temporal world is all wiped out because you are face to face with the eternal one. Hallelujah. Amen. Then him that sat on his throne said, "Behold, I make all things new." Hallelujah. All things new. Hallelujah. And he said to him, "Write these words. Write, for these words are true and faithful." And he said to him, "To me, it is done. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. I will give the fountain of the water of life freely to him who thirsts. He who overcomes shall inherit all things. And I will be his God, and he shall be my son." Hallelujah. Are you listening? He said, the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and end, it is done. He that thirsts, I will do what? I will give up the fountain of water of life freely. Does this remind you of Jesus during the days of his ministry? Jesus says, you see, he that thirsted, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. Hallelujah. That those rivers are there in you right now. And all the Lord wants to do is to unstop the wells. Hallelujah. He wants to unblock them because they've been blocked by the lies of your human existence. They've been blocked by your beliefs and your fixation on form and materialism. Hallelujah. But as this, you know, these wells have been unleashed, unloosed, you begin to behold a new realm bustling with life. Oh, hallelujah. You begin to behold a new realm of joy. Hallelujah. You begin to behold things that will cause you to wonder, where have you been? Or why did you have to go through that pain for nothing? Hallelujah. Amen. This is the work of the Alpha and Omega. And this is the inheritance of the Alpha and Omega. Hallelujah. The Alpha and Omega is here to cause you to experience the streams once more. Those streams that flowed from the Garden of Eden. Remember, out of the Garden of Eden flowed those same streams of living waters. Hallelujah. He wants to take you back to where you came from, where you can inherit all things once more. Because God had given the whole world and everything that is in it as an inheritance to his son. Hallelujah. And you come back to that realization that all things that the Father has are mine. No more sense of poverty. No more sense of inferiority. But you come to the realization that you are him that seated upon the throne. Oh, hallelujah. The Alpha and the Omega. Amen. You have to realize him. Hallelujah. The Alpha and the Omega is here to give us the blessings. Go to Revelation chapter 22, verse 12. "And behold, I am coming quickly, and my reward is with me, to give to everyone according to his work. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last. Blessed are those who do his commandments, that they may have the right to the tree of life and may enter through the gates into the city." Are you listening there? It says, "I am the Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end." Hallelujah. "I am coming quickly and my reward is with me." Hallelujah. "Blessed are those who keep the words of the commandments." Hallelujah. Now, what is the work that God is calling us to do today? Amen. God is not involved in religion, I can assure you. God is not involved in traditional religion. See, there's only one thing that can please the Lord. And that is your laying down your life and letting the Alpha and the Omega take over you. When you begin to live on behalf of the Alpha and the Omega, you begin to live on behalf of him that is true, which in reality is your true self. See it? in our consciousness, in our minds, we have shifted from the truth to the lie. We have shifted from the knowledge of whom we are in God. We've shifted from the knowledge of the Alpha and the Omega and the inside of us. And now God is saying, the time has come to go back. Amen. And as he comes in us. As he reveals himself to this world, the revelation is done in us. So the more we submit, the more he's revealed in us. Hallelujah. And he's our great and exceeding reward. The reward that we ever need from God. It's not gold mansions in the sky. It's not gold beds to sleep on. Amen. It's not a physical garden somewhere in the Middle East where you have all the fruits and everything. No. The reward is our realization of ourselves as Him that is true, the Alpha and the Omega. He is our great and exceeding reward. In that day, you will know that you are in Him and He is in you. That is the end of the faith. When everything has been given over to Him so that He rules and He reigns in us. So there is no more I, but Christ. Hallelujah. So that the old personality does not exist anymore, but the Son of God. The all-powerful one. The one who rules in eternity. Becomes us and we become Him. And that is our reward. Our reward is incorruptibility, immortality. Our reward is discovering ourselves in Him. Hallelujah. If we discover ourselves in Him, we discover the Garden of Eden. We discover God's paradise. We discover the streams flowing with water. Hallelujah. With abundant life. Amen. We discover the all power. Amen. So what do we do, brethren? Let us conform ourselves. As the Lord begins to reveal the image of the firstborn, the invisible one, the one that is true, let us begin to behold Him as one beholds the mirror, the reflection of the mirror, and let us be conformed, be transformed back into the image of the Alpha and the Omega. Amen.